For this Monday, March 23rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A 23-year-old Evansville man is headed to prison after a dangerous late-night chase in Posey County. Prosecutors say Zachary Lee Ricketts has been sentenced to 4 years behind bars following convictions for resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, and violating the terms of his felony probation. Authorities say the incident happened back on December 4th when deputies attempted to stop Ricketts for an expired license plate. Instead of pulling over, investigators say he sped off along State Road 62 with his headlights turned off, reaching speeds of more than 100 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour construction zone. Deputies also report that Ricketts drove into oncoming traffic, nearly causing multiple head-on crashes. The pursuit was eventually called off for safety reasons. Ricketts was later arrested on a warrant. He will now be transferred to the Indiana Department of Correction to serve his sentence. Fire crews from Evansville's west side were called in to help battle a barn fire in Posey County on Saturday afternoon. According to the Evansville-Vandenberg County Emergency Management Agency, multiple units were dispatched around 2 p.m. to the 8500 block of Copper Line Road to provide mutual aid for what officials describe as a fully involved barn fire. Authorities say drivers in the area saw an increased presence of emergency vehicles as crews worked on the scene. No injuries have been reported, and there is no word on what may have caused the fire. The University of Southern Indiana is expanding its impact on education across the Hoosier State. USI has approved a new charter school in Fort Wayne, the Williams Arts and Technology Academy. The school will operate under a 3-year charter beginning with the 2027-2028 school year. In its first year, the academy will serve students in kindergarten through third grade with an expected enrollment of around 120 students. USI also approved two additional charter schools, the Indiana Agriculture and Technology School and the Springville Community Academy. The approvals are part of the university's ongoing efforts to broaden educational opportunities throughout Indiana. USI women's basketball is hosting its second round game of the 2026 WNIT tonight at 6 o'clock versus George Washington University. George Washington won versus Bradley last Thursday 63-60. USI is 21-10, and they have won 20-plus games three straight seasons. From the NCAA men's basketball tournament yesterday, the Purdue Boilermakers advanced to Sweet 16 after they won versus Miami 79-69. Fletcher Lawyer led Purdue in scoring with 24 points. Trey Kaufman-Wren added 19 points and 9 rebounds. Braden Smith had 12 points and 8 assists. The Boilermakers are 29-8, and their Sweet 16 opponent is Texas on Thursday night. The Kentucky Wildcats saw their season come to an end in the round of 32 with an 82-63 loss versus Iowa State on Sunday. Denzel Aberdeen scored 20 points in the loss for UK. The Wildcats went 22-14 this year. In the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers are in Orlando to take on the Magic at 6 o'clock. The Pacers are currently on a franchise-long 16-game losing streak, and Indiana is 15-56 overall. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 23rd. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Rebin reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Monday.